Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. The last few days, we've been looking at Scripture that talks about the subject of time. I've entitled this message, A Time for All Things. God has given us the gift of time, and we are to live in the present with Him. That's where we experience the reality of His goodness, of His grace, of His help. And yet, we as humans, we want to know the future. That is something that is just sort of an integral part of human nature. Those who are unsaved, they seek after fortune tellers and people that read hands and things that will give them an occult source knowledge of the future. We were created to know the things. God has put that within us, I believe. And as we receive Him as Savior, we find that God gives an understanding of His purposes regarding time as we look at the Scriptures. The Word of God says in the book of Revelation, chapter 10, verses 5 through 6, "And the angels swear by Him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are therein, and the earth and the things that therein are, that there should be time no longer." A time is coming when those who are present, when God wraps up the culmination of all the things that He intends to do with mankind in human history, that time shall be no more. And what we have done with the time God has given us determines where we will spend eternity. Those who call upon the name of the Lord, the Scriptures say, shall be saved, and we will spend eternity with our gracious Lord. But those who reject Him and that want nothing to do with Christ, they also will experience eternal life in a place that was reserved for the devil and his angels. Time should be no more. So what does Scripture have to tell us about our time here on earth? What are the exhortations, if you will, to how we should view time and how we should handle time? Well, first of all, there are four things I'd like to share with you. We need to have discernment regarding time. Also, we need to, in the presence of the Lord, who is truth and love, we need to, from His perspective, according to Scripture, evaluate our lives. What are we doing with time? Thirdly, we need to have a sensitivity and caution how we spend our time according to the Holy Scriptures. And then also, Scripture exhorts us to redeem the time. And we're going to be looking at each of those principles in the next few moments. At least we'll get a start. First of all, we are to discern the times. We are living in evil times, beloved. We're living in the time of the end. We don't know how long that is, but it's a time of darkness. It's a time of rejection and even persecution of Christianity, the only truth. And God Himself has determined the length of that time. We can only go by the guidance that Scripture gives us to discern the times, to be even as the men of Issachar in 1 Chronicles, the 12th chapter, verse 32, it says, "And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. So we need to have discernment. We need to have the knowledge and understanding that comes by the Spirit of God to realize the times in which we are presently living, all of us. Those of you hearing my voice, God has an appointed time for you, and it's important we understand, according to Scripture, where we are at. In 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 5, declare, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away." Those are some very strong words. And then in 1 John, the 2nd chapter, verse 18, the apostle counsels us, "Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that is the last time." Well, you might say, well, that was 2,000 years ago, almost. Well, beloved, that spirit, it was present then, and it is increasingly more powerful and stronger, more prevalent today, in the days, this day in which we're living. 2 Corinthians 7:29 and 30 says, "But this I say, brethren, the time is short. It remaineth that both they that have wives be though as they had none, and they that weep as they wept not, and they that rejoice as though they rejoice not, and they that buy as though they possess not, and they that use this world as not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passeth away." In other words, reality, time, this natural world, and the world that the society of man has created, it is going to change. It is temporary. 1 Peter 4 and 17 says, "For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?" So it's important, beloved, that we discern that we are in the closing moments of history. How long? We don't know. Jesus told his disciples that was on their mind and heart. He said, "It's not for you to know the times or season which the Father has put into his own hands." What should we do? We can trust God, leave that with him, know the times are short, that it is important that we make use of the time God has given us, but realize that we just need to be ready for the return of the Lord at any time. And so we must discern that we are living in the end times, and also we need to evaluate our lives. You know, there's only two options when you really think of it. We can spend time temporarily on our own interests, or things that concern us or that are important to us, or we can invest it eternally, that which is important to the Lord, that which he desires to see accomplished in our lives, not only our own sanctification, but to share the good news with others. Beloved, time is a commodity that can never be retrieved or reversed. That is one truism. That is one fact of reality. And so it's critical that we make the most of every opportunity the Lord provides. James 4 and 14 says, "Our earthly life is like a vapor that appears for a while and then vanishes." But beloved, why is this so critical and serious? Because eternal life never ends. Each day is an opportunity to choose. I'm fond of saying, God never sends anyone to hell. We get to choose. just as we get to choose heaven. God is faithful and just, and He will give to every soul, I believe, an opportunity, having heard the truth of the gospel, to make a choice for Jesus. The key to investing in eternity is following God's plan for our lives, not just filling our days with busyness or activities. Jesus was 33 years old when He was laid on that cross, but He only spent 3 years fulfilling His messianic destiny. He accomplished everything His Father gave Him to do in that short time. He raised up disciples who would carry the message to the ends of the earth. His last words on the cross were in John 19 and 30. He said, "It is finished," referring to God's, the Father's plan and His obedience to fulfill and accomplish that plan. Psalm 90 and 12 says, "So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom." And, you know, I think I'd just like to stop right here and ask the Lord to give us the sense of discernment that we need regarding the times we're living in, and also that we can evaluate our lives. Father, we come to You, and Lord, each and every one of us, no matter how long we've walked with the Lord, served the Lord, God, we're asking You, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to give us wisdom and understanding regarding how You would have us spend the time that we have, the time remaining in our lives. We know the times are evil, the times are short. None of us knows the days of our death, the day of our death, or when You will return to take Your bride to Yourself. And so, Father, we ask for wisdom and discernment that we can know what You would have us do in our life, in this season of our life, that we will walk in all pleasing to You. Father, we ask this in the mighty and precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Well, there's more to share on this subject of time, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. But if you have prayer needs, if there is something that is weighing on your heart, or if you're just really needing God's help to evaluate what you are doing, how to best use your time, I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. You know, it's a week of our contact information. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,